Alleged criminal Luckinson, King Pablo, returns to Boston court for wife's murder. Boston, Massachusetts. Alleged criminal Luckinson King Pablo will appear again before the Boston District Court this Tuesday, regarding the murder case of his wife, Melissa Janvier Pablo, which occurred on December 6, 2024, in Chelsea, a neighborhood in Boston's eastern suburbs. This marks the fourth court appearance of the alleged criminal since the tragedy that deeply shook the Haitian community in the region. This new hearing comes during the final phases of preliminary procedures before the official trial begins. According to court documents, Luckinson King Pablo, who is currently held without possibility of bail, is accused of shooting his spouse as she was preparing to start her work shift at a Starbucks store at Boston's Logan Airport, where Melissa was a manager. Local authorities quickly arrested him within hours after the incident. Unlike the first three hearings, the victim's family members will not be physically present in court this time. They have chosen to follow the session remotely via the Zoom platform, an option allowed by the court for logistical and emotional reasons. The last hearing, held in March, was marked by the devastating presence of the victim's mother, Glenique Balin, who expressed her grief and frustration during the session. She was inconsolable. Melissa Janvier Pablo, who was 33 years old at the time of her death, came from a family of two children and was the only daughter. Highly involved in her community, she worked for the Starbucks chain. Her loved ones describe her as a devoted and loving woman, always ready to help anyone in need. The Suffolk County District Attorney's Office has indicated that, if found guilty, Luckinson King Pablo could face life imprisonment without the possibility of parole, in accordance with Massachusetts state laws for first-degree murder cases. The case continues to draw media attention and public outrage, particularly among women's rights advocates and members of the Haitian diaspora in Boston, who are demanding justice for Melissa.